It's time for the 101.5 Fishing Report, brought to you each and every week, all season long, by local independent Mountain Hardware and Sports. When you're ready to gear up for your next fishing trip, Mountain Hardware and Sports has you covered. With four convenient locations and a team of local experts, they'll help you find the right tackle and tips for fly fishing, trolling, or spin casting across the region's lakes and rivers. Can't make it in? No worries. Shop online anytime at mountainhardwareandsports.com. The Truckee River is fishing strong this week, especially during the cooler morning hours. With summer temperatures pushing afternoon water temperatures higher, early outings are your best bet on the Truckee. Flows are stable and healthy, around 299 CFS to Tahoe City, 356 through Truckee, and 651 CFS near Ferret. Don't forget your thermometer. Once the water hits 68 degrees, it's best to call it a day. Some fly favorites to try this week on the Truckee River are caddis emergers size 16, green rockworms size 16, squirmy worms size 16, elk hair caddis size 16, EC caddis 12 through 14, sculpzillas, split case pale morning dun size 16, pheasant tails size 14 through 18, and beadless pheasant tails size 16. Little Truckee River is running clear and cold at 158 CFS between Stampede and Boca, making for ideal sight fishing conditions. Water temperatures stay steady in the mid-50s, fueling consistent insect activity throughout the day. PMDs are the dominant hatch, with BWOs, midges, and on warm afternoons, the familiar click-click of grasshoppers riding the breeze reminds us that terrestrial season is just around the corner. Technical fishing is the name of the game. Long leaders, light tipping, and stealthy approaches are key. Hopper-dropper setups and tight-line nymphing are producing well, while dry fly enthusiasts are scoring quality fish with careful presentation. Browns and rainbows in the 14 to 18-inch range are common, with chances at a 20-inch-plus fish during the evening hatch. Some fly favorites to try on the Little Truckee River this week are pale morning duns, size 14 through 16, film critics, size 16, elk hair caddis, size 18, midge emergers, size 22, Burke's pale morning dun, size 16, zebra midges, size 20, baby boy hoppers, size 12, Dave hoppers, size 12, or flossy worms. If you're hitting the trail or heading to the lake, before you pack up, swing by Mountain Hardware and Sports for all your outdoor apparel needs. From rugged hiking boots and wide-brimmed hats to lightweight beachwear and moisture-wicking layers, they've got you covered, literally. Whether you're chasing summits or soaking up sun, their expert team will help you gear up in comfort and style. Shop apparel and footwear in-store at any of their four locations. Let's head out to the lakes, where fishing remains productive at Donner Lake with surface temperatures in the mid-60s. The kokanee bite has slowed down at Donner, but some are still active at 40 to 50 feet early in the day, favoring pink or chartreuse hoochies behind dodgers. Mackinaw are found deeper, around 120 to 130 feet, and responding to white tube jigs and silver spoons. Shore anglers are doing well using worms off the bottom or power bait near the West End boat ramps or in China Cove. Boat traffic and rising temperatures slow the bite by mid-morning at Donner. Boca Reservoir is at full capacity and still producing for both boat and shore anglers. The kokanee bite at Boca has slowed down tremendously with the increase in summer temperatures. Most anglers are only fishing for trout at Boca. Trout are hitting near the dam on worms, power bait, salmon eggs, or small spoons. With surface temperatures in the low 60s, fish head deeper as the day progresses. Over at Stampede Reservoir, surface temperatures are in the upper 50s and the lake is full. The kokanee bite at Stampede has also slowed down, and most anglers are shifting their fishing efforts to trout. Trout are active near coves and points, and bass are holding at 20 to 25 feet. By 10 in the morning, most of the fish head to deeper waters, so early in the morning is the best window to fish Stampede. Brasher Creek Reservoir is fishing steady for both trout and bass. The reservoir is 95% full with surface temperatures in the low to mid-60s. Shore anglers near the dam are having success with power bait, worms, and salmon eggs, especially around sunrise and sunset. Anglers trolling for trout are doing well, fishing in 50 feet of water. Early outings are best at Prosser. And finally, Lake Tahoe's surface temperatures range from the low to mid-60s, warming slightly in the sheltered areas. Mackinac and Lake Tahoe are found deep and are being caught via trolling or jigging. Most anglers jigging for max are fishing in the 400 to 600-foot range. Kokanee are schooling deeper in South Lake Tahoe and hitting bright spoons or hoochies at 100 feet. Rainbows and browns are cruising near creek mouths. Trout action is best early and late while trolling 30 to 40 feet near the west shore. Fly anglers can find success with nymphs early and dry flies at dawn or dusk at Lake Tahoe. That's it for this week's 101.5 Fishing Report. Until next time, tight lines. The weekly 101.5 Fishing Report brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're a seasoned angler or a beginner with your first rod and reel, Mountain Hardware and Sports is your go-to destination for all things fishing. Visit any of their stores in Truckee, Incline Village, and Blairston for all of your fishing essentials and get advice on where to head out on the water for the day. You can also learn more about Mountain Hardware and Sports by visiting their website, mountainhardwareandsports.com.
Went to the hardware, got me a hook.
Placed that line right on that hook.
Boy, I've been fishing.